With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hundreds of thousands of Gaza residents still seeking to heed the order from Israel to evacuate. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the Biden administration's goal is to ensure that every American in Gaza is able to evacuate.
We have been working round the clock. We have an entire dedicated team that is working on nothing but this, helping American citizens who are in Gaza be able to get safe passage through the border crossing to Egypt.
And Sullivan says it is a major challenge.
We are in touch with our Israeli counterparts. We're in touch with the United Nations to help secure the necessary supplies of food, water, and medicine to the citizens of Gaza, those Palestinians who have nothing to do with the barbaric terrorists who carried out this attack.
That audio courtesy of ABC News This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Also, at SRNNews.com, former Vice President Mike Pence will skip the Nevada GOP caucus and instead run in the state primary. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Nevada's Republican Party has decided to run its own caucuses 2 days after a state-run primary in early February. The party has barred candidates from competing in both. Critics say the move favors Donald Trump. Pence is the first major GOP contender to announce he'll skip the caucus. By skipping, Pence gives up a chance to try to win Nevada's relatively small number of delegates. Instead, he's hoping a primary win will demonstrate electability with a wider group of voters. Greg Clugston, Washington.
6.3 earthquake striking western Afghanistan just 1 week after strong quakes and aftershocks killed thousands of people. Authorities say 4 people are dead in this quake, but several hundred are missing. This is SRN News. The National Hockey League is banning gay tape.
Players apply heavy tape to their sticks to improve grip and protect the blade. Some teams have been forcing them to use rainbow-colored tape to celebrate the LGBT community. That sparked something of a mutiny amongst players last season, and now the NHL has put an end to the practice. It's issued a letter saying, quote, "Players shall not be put in the position of having to demonstrate personal support for any special initiatives." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska's top election official confirming voters will decide next year whether the public money can go to private school tuition, including religious schools. The petition effort to get the question on the November 24 ballot well exceeded the number of signatures necessary. Many parents are seeking alternatives to public classrooms due to disputes over the LGBT agenda and political matters. This is SRN News. It has a lot of people upset and wondering what is going on. High school students' scores on the ACT admissions test dropping to their lowest level in more than 3 decades.
And it's showing a lack of student preparedness for college-level coursework, according to the nonprofit organization that administers the test. Scores have been falling for 6 consecutive years, but the trend accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic. The average ACT composite score for U.S. students was 19.5 out of 36. Last year, the average score was 19.8, John Scott reporting.
Authorities say a 71-year-old Illinois man charged with a hate crime accused of fatally stabbing a young boy and seriously wounding a woman because of their Islamic faith. The Will County Sheriff's Office says the man is now in custody and charged with first-degree murder. More details at SRNNews.com.